I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is pushing tax reform. Here's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying it's time for some serious tax reform.
President Trump recently introduced a set of principles for tax reform. And right now, we, the House, the Senate, the White House, we're working together to turn them into a transformational tax reform plan.
Ryan says they hope to eliminate harmful taxes like the so-called death tax and the alternative minimum tax.
Next, we will clear out special interest carve-outs and expensive deductions and focus on keeping those that make the most sense. Home ownership, charitable giving, retirement savings.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the longest day of the year. The summer solstice is usually thought of the first day of summer, but it's also a day when the sun stays out the longest in the northern hemisphere. The amount of daylight you'll see depends on where you are in relationship to the equator. For the latest news headlines and in-depth analysis of those headlines, join us online, usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A student who had his Trump shirt edited out of his yearbook, calling for an investigation. Here's the story.
Another day, another demand for an independent investigation involving Donald Trump. Only this time, the call is from a high school student to his school board. Tuesday night, Wyatt Dobrovich made a request for the case of his school yearbook photo being altered to be investigated independently with no one else involved. Dobrovich and Grant Berardo were wearing shirts supporting President Trump when they had their yearbook photos taken. Those photos were doctored in the final product. School officials say that the yearbook advisor was to blame and suspended her indefinitely.
State Department officials are confirming they are looking into putting travel restrictions on North Korea.
During a briefing yesterday, spokesperson Heather Nauert says they haven't come to a decision on the matter yet, but they're continuing to look at it. She says they have a great deal of resolve to try and hold North Korea responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier and to bring back three other Americans who remain there. The 22-year-old college student died just days after being released by North Korea, where he had been held for 17 months. Nauert says they think the travel warning they've had in place has been very strong.
A private auto safety group recognizing an electric vehicle as a top safety pick. The Chevrolet Bolt EV was picked by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety for its performance in 5 impact safety tests. GM's new electric compact is the only fully electric vehicle to earn that recognition. The Institute is financed by the insurance industry and performs its own safety tests of new vehicles. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. It is already June 21st, the first day of summer, and it's absolutely gorgeous outside. So let me give you a little update on the weather forecast. This afternoon, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 60. And then Thursday, mostly sunny all day with a high of 86, and then a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of about 69 on Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 87. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low about 70 on Friday night. And then a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 84 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a low around 62 on Saturday night. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and partly cloudy with a low around 61. So I am Jeannie Murphy again. This is Down to People. We thank you so much for listening in. We're going to go to a break real quick, and then I'm going to share the next hour telling you about an event called Pay It Forward, being held next Thursday night right here in Ringo's, New Jersey. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for an amazing cause, a family right here who needs our help. So stay with us. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
All right, welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a great day. It is already June 21st, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I'm so happy to be able to tell you today about an event that's going on. It is actually it's called a Pay It Forward event. It's by the Mariah Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit foundation located in Hunterdon County, right here in Ringo's, actually. And next Thursday night, June 29th, from 6 to 10 p.m., on Manners Road, which is Route 609, for those of you who know the area in Ringo's, we are going to be putting on a Pay It Forward event to benefit Samantha, and I'm hoping I'm getting her last name correct. I think it's Ahimovic. It's Ahimovic. And she's a local resident. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's a first grade teacher at Van Holten School. Her husband is Andrew, and he's a gym teacher as well. They live in Lebanon, New Jersey, and Samantha is a Hunterdon Central High School graduate. She was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer that has spread to her bones and adrenal glands. After her surgery last year to remove her kidney, everyone thought that she was okay until they got word recently that it spread to her bones and adrenal glands. And we are so concerned about her. So literally, I'm getting a little teary-eyed here telling you about the number of people who are rallying around her. It's amazing, actually, to support and help as much as they can in receiving tricky tray items. Anyway, there's going to be an auction next week, okay, on again Thursday night. You can go online and just look it up anywhere. Just look up Mariah, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, Foundation. There's 2 R's there. And then just put Pay It Forward, and you'll be able to see Thursday, June 29th, 2017. It's 1 week away from tomorrow. Where you can register. The tickets are $60, but the price of a ticket includes not only dinner, 20 tickets to the tricky tray, dancing, and so on. And so there's just, it's important to let you know that, you know, this event is being organized by Colleen Kelly, who is actually my business partner on the day job side. But she is celebrating a milestone of 5 years herself as in remission from stage 4 cancer, and she's organizing this Pay It Forward event to help raise money for Samantha and her family. It's going to be really beautiful. And Colleen used to be the manager of Copper Hill Country Club, as you may know her, and most people do, around Hunterdon County, because she was also a graduate of Hunterdon Central High School. And she's loved by everyone, and she's got, I want to say, style when it comes to putting out an event. So it's going to be tented. It's going to be outside. It's going to be at this beautiful, beautiful view that happens to be my house, but it's just the view that I can't stop talking about. And people tend to like it. We did the Paint the View there a couple years ago. And we want you to come. And hopefully, if you're out there listening, you'll know how important it is that we can help this family out. So what I'm going to try to do here is go through the number of tricky tray items that we've been getting that we are featuring on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and look up Pay It Forward event, again, you can find the website and you can link to register. You do need to register in advance, and again, it's $60. So we're going to go to a real quick break and then stay with us. You will not believe how many tricky tray items are being offered and how much fun it's going to be. I mean, your chances of winning are like, you know, really, really, really great. Okay? So be right back. Talented People, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Good afternoon. All right, so like I was saying, I'm going to run through these amazing tricky tray things. These are not even all of them, okay? So we were to run out of time anyway, but I'm going to start off. There's no order to these by preference or anything. I'm actually going to kind of go from the Facebook page where Colleen has been putting up a lot of the items as they've been coming in, but there are so many more on the way. And I just want you to know out there, if you happen to be someone who wants to join us, all you have to do is look up Mariah Foundation, Pay It Forward, and you can put the word Samantha in on the internet and it will take you right over to the registration page. But if you also are someone out there that has a tricky tray basket or any type of donation, monetary or otherwise, you know, just let us know. This is going to be a very, very important and special occasion, and we are putting all of our efforts towards the benefit of Samantha. And I'm going to try it again. Ahimovic? I think that's how you say it. Okay. And she has been diagnosed again with stage 4 kidney cancer, and she's the mother of 3 young children, a set of twins, I believe, as well, and her husband. And they're both teachers, so we really owe them our heart, okay? All right, so I just stopped in ShopRite of Flemington and picked up their $100 perfect gift for any occasion gift card. So one of the Tricky Tray amounts on the gift card is going to be for a minimum of $100 for a ShopRite gift card. And then I also ran over to Costco, brand new to our neighborhood, and they gave $25 towards this benefit. So we're going to have baskets that have, you know, gift certificates from all kinds of different vendors. We've got so many things to offer. So I'm going to run through those again in a second, but those just happen to be right on my desk here and are in my hand. Then I'm going to tell you about a little while ago, I ran over to Unionville Vineyards and Ringo's. And if you haven't been there, oh my God, it is so quaint and it's just the perfect place to go in the afternoon. They're open from like noon to 5 every day of the week. And then on the weekends more, they have weddings there. And they have a cat that actually like welcomes you right into the tasting room named Festival that they just actually brought into their family this week or so. So it was really kind of fun. And they were so generous, okay, with their giving here. Unionville, again, over in the vineyards over in East Amwell, they are giving a tricky tray item, which is to win a private tour and tasting for 8 guests to benefit the Mariah Foundation's Pay It Forward for Samantha Ahimovic. You get to see the vineyard, taste the wine, and experience New Jersey. The package value is $160, and although it's not redeemable for cash, a registration is required by emailing the tasting room manager, Tiffany, and we have the address when they do the Tricky Try, they'll be able to get that, at least 3 weeks prior. So you're going to get a private tour and tasting available from 12 to 4 any day, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Major holidays and winery event days may be excluded. The winery is open to the public for tasting again, and it sales 7 days a week from 12 to 5. So I'm going to tell you that's just going to be such a good time. So we want you guys to come out and make sure that you actually, put your little coupon in or whatever you to get the Tricky Tray items. Okay, so now we're looking at about 12 minutes ago, Colleen posted on Facebook, tennis anyone? Wow. Thank you so much, Courtside Racquet Club, for donating 2 tennis rackets, which are Wilson Ultra 108 Adult and Wilson Roger Federer Youth, along with 1 hour of private lessons with Steve. Great indoor tennis facility right here in Hunterdon County off of 31, and that is a beautiful Tricky Tray item. All right, so let's see what else we got here. We're going down the list. She's been posting stuff for the last couple of weeks. Now, I'm not sure exactly who Bill is, but his last name is Ahimovic as well, and I know her husband's name is Andrew. So Bill posted 2 hours ago that he was able to get donation of 4 tickets from the Somerset Patriots to any game of your choice. And so that's going to be at least one Tricky Tray item. And I know that you're going to be able to actually go for another one as well, because Colleen Kelly has also received information from Flemington Car and Truck Country that they've got tickets as well over to the Somerset Patriots. So there's going to be like 2 baskets for awesome seats and an awesome time at an awesome place with awesome people. So that's really kind of cool. And then let's see, Colleen's thanking the Hunterdon County YMCA for the generous donation, which includes 2 months full facility membership. And that is an awesome gift. They have a pool over there, the Hunterdon County YMCA right off of Deer Path Park. So that was a nice donation that just came in today in a basket. Jersey Mike Subs donated complete lunch for 4 people and Jersey Mike's t-shirt. So that we appreciate their support very much. And that's going to be something that someone's going to love, because we know Jersey Mike's is awesome with their subs. All right, let's see what we got here. Pamper yourself with the most beautiful basket filled with beauty essentials from Model Bride. Lori Dunn donated these, and she's a very special person. She actually she runs the company Model Bride. And if you look at the basket online, you can see there's all kinds of goodies like slippers and beauty essentials, basically. That's a good one, huh? Now let's see. Okay, Saunders Jewelry. We love Ed and Nancy Saunders. They have donated beautiful pewter agnet necklace with pewter copper bracelets. Photos don't do any of them justice, as Colleen says, and Nancy Cole has been the blessing in Colleen's life over at Saunders Jewelry over the years. She's done so much for the community. Her, Ed, and Nancy, are the proprietors of Saunders Jewelry, which is right over by the Staples shopping center by Pier 1 Imports and Planet Fitness, and they do. I mean, I'm seriously going to say I love them, and they're so thoughtful. They are actually, like everybody else that you're going to hear about today, constantly being asked to donate for different events, and they do everything they can. So to me, I want to really make sure that we thank them and let everyone know that it really is, hard. And it's not an easy economy to constantly be putting it out there, but in the universe, when you put it out, it all comes back, and that's why everyone loves Ed and Nancy so much. And I love Colleen's little note here to her, because that's very sweet. And they've been friends since high school, so that's kind of cool too. All right, so let's see what we got here. All right, well, Elisa Esposito, who's a friend of ours also from high school and actually has a cousin. This is her cousin, Samantha, who's the benefit for. And I know she's going to be coming with a bunch of her family, and they're actually going to be donating baskets and so on. So we'll be able to see what they come along with. Okay, so now there's a Hunterdon County Chamber member, and the name of the farm is Kirsten Farm. And they donated a whole semester worth of riding instructions. And if you go over to the Facebook page for Colleen, thanks Kirsten for donating this semester, you can see what a beautiful, beautiful farm it is. And what a lovely gift. That's something that, you know, people are going to be really, really excited to be bidding on because, you know, a whole semester of riding, you know, horse riding is what we're saying here. So thank you to them. All right, let's see. Now we've got Chris by the Gilded Lily Florist over in Flemington. They're donating a generous gift certificate for a dozen mixed roses and a beautiful vase. And I understand the value of that is somewhere about $75 to $100, which is kind of nice. All right, so where are we here? We've got Bobby Schneider Kelly. And that's a relative of actually Colleen Kelly's. Bobby's a wonderful, wonderful person, and she donated a basket of 4 wine bottles, wine glasses, crystal dish, and gourmet nuts. And I can tell you that we've got such amazing gift baskets coming in. One of our friends has been out there working with a lot of the different local liquor stores, and they've been able to get their vendors, and they've been donating all kinds of really great stuff. So I'm going to give you about a minute or so because we're going to run to our commercial break, and then I'll go back and continue telling you all about these beautiful Tricky Tray items that are going to be given away on Thursday night, June 29th. This is like 1 week from tomorrow, right here in Ringo's. It's 122 Manners Road, and the name of the foundation is the Mariah, M as in Mary, A-R-R-I-A-H Foundation. Tickets are $60, and the ticket includes dinner, 20 tickets to the Tricky Tray auction, and dancing. And I'm just telling you about like some of the donations that we're getting for Samantha, and I'm going to say Ahimovic's family. For her, because she is actually dealing with stage 4 kidney cancer. And so we just want you to know that we'd like you to come and join us. And if you have something you'd like to donate, it's really easy to get in touch. You could just look on the Facebook page, Pay It Forward Mariah Foundation, and just submit to join us and or let us know about a donation that you'd like. We're going to go to our break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You will hear that tax reform is dead. Then you will hear that it's back on track. Then you will hear that it's on life support. Sometimes you will hear this the same week. Sometimes you'll hear this in the same day. Heck, sometimes you'll hear this in the same hour.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking about slanted media coverage of Republicans' tax plans and attempts to overhaul the American tax system. Ryan said that Americans can count on the Republicans pushing through tax reform. An Islamic terrorist attack in Flint, Michigan. Security being stepped up at City Hall and other areas around Flint after a police officer stabbed at the Bishop Airport. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver says they're taking extra precautions to be safe. Federal agents are looking into the attack where the Canadian-born suspect shouted, Allah Akbar, before he stabbed Officer Jeff Neville several times. The officer now in stable condition. The suspect is in custody and the airport remains closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The FBI has held a press conference concerning the man who tried to assassinate Republican members of Congress on a baseball field Chris Barnes has more.
The FBI says a thorough background check of James Hodgkinson reveals no history of mental health issues, but did reveal that the Illinois man had anger management problems. They also say that he had kept a storage locker at the YMCA in Alexandria, Virginia, near where he was living out of his van since March. They say he visited that locker on a near daily basis. In it, they found over 200 rounds of ammo, like that was used during last week's ball field shootings. I'm Chris Barnes.
The governor of Louisiana urging people in the state to prepare for heavy rain and flooding as Tropical Storm Cindy expected to soon make landfall. During his press conference today, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the storm will affect all of Louisiana, not just the coastal parts of the state. He advised people to take the storm seriously and have a plan to avoid high water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The city of Ferguson, Missouri, has settled a lawsuit with the parents of Michael Brown, who was shot as he attacked a police officer. Here's more on that report.
Details of the agreement reached between the parents of Michael Brown and the city of Ferguson were not made public. Brown was shot and killed by white police officer Darren Wilson in August of 2014. The shooting sparked outrage and sometimes violent protests across the country. No charges were brought against Wilson following a Justice Department investigation. Brown's family brought a civil lawsuit against the city, saying that Wilson used unnecessary and unreasonable force against their son.
The city government of Los Angeles is going to pay to help illegal immigrants try to stay in the country. Here's more from Jason Campidonia.
County officials voted Tuesday to authorize $3 million for legal assistance for immigrants getting kicked out of the country, but those who have a violent criminal past can't use it. The money will be included in the newly created L.A. Justice Fund, which the city of L.A. is expected to kick in an additional $2 million, and it will have an additional $5 million from private donations. Some activists say criminals need to be included because they've paid their debt to society.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is improving. Doctors at MedStar Washington Hospital Center in Washington today upgraded his condition from fair to serious. The Louisiana Republican recovering from a near-fatal gunshot wound from a gunman who opened fire at a Virginia baseball field where the GOP team was practicing for a charity baseball game, the gunman intending to assassinate as many Republican members of Congress as he could. USA Radio News.
Welcome back to the show. This is Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. This is a show, Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And I'm telling everybody out there about this event that we're having next week on Thursday night, June 29th, here in Ringo's, New Jersey. It's a Pay It Forward event. It's a benefit to the Samantha Ahimovic family. Basically, she has been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. She's a teacher at Van Holten School, and her husband, Andrew, is also a gym teacher. They live in Lebanon, New Jersey here, and they have 3 children. And we're trying to help her and her family. And so Colleen Kelly, who's actually celebrating a milestone of 5 years in remission from stage 4 cancer, who's organizing this event for the Mariah Foundation, you could just go online anywhere, and you could go to Facebook and look it up, Pay It Forward, Mariah, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, Foundation, and you'll see Samantha, or you could go on Google, and you can register. The tickets are $60 to join us, and it's going to be well worth that because it's going to be tented. It's going to be at a beautiful – it's my home, but the point is that it's just got a beautiful view. It's over in Ringo's, right before you go down the hill on Manners Road, and it's just kind of like you feel like you're living in the view. So we're going to be there, and there's going to be a tent, and it's going to be dinner and a band. Christine Martucci is a really, really popular singer. She's going to be the person singing and DJing there. And then there's going to be 20 tickets included for all the trick-or-treat items that we're going through right now, along with dinner and so on and dancing. So it's going to be really fun. We hope you'll come. And if you can't make it, but you'd like to donate, like we have several people who have just come really, really in and just click the donate button on the link, and then just said that they couldn't make it, but they wanted to support the family. So we welcome that, and we thank all those people. I wanted to let you know my co-host here regularly on Talented People, Bart Jackson, from The Art of the CEO, he's actually going to be, he's donating a kayak. And this is like a $1,000 kayak. So that's going to be another one of the tricky tray items. We're going to be able to share pictures of it soon. But I wanted to let you know, if you happen to have someone who likes to kayak in your family, this is a chance to go and buy a ticket. And, you know, the chances are it's just a small community. And there's so many people giving so many good the odds, I guess I should say, are really spectacular for anyone to win anything. There's so many different things being offered. So I'm going to be leaving here in a little bit and going to the Lone Eagle Brewery right around the corner, where they're giving a $25 gift basket. So we're going to continue on the website now, because I'm actually getting texts as we go of things that are coming in. There is an artist. He's a local artist. Hopefully you know his name. I think it's pronounced David Orlurking. Okay. He is this extraordinary Hunterdon County artist, and he has painted some of the most beautiful pieces of Main Street Flemington, as an example, and many more. And he is going to be painting The View, and you can bid on his painting that day, next week on Thursday, June 29th, with us. And I guarantee you that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be amazing. It's an amazing piece of art. Food is being provided by Marsala's Deli and Pizza. It's located in Lebanon, New Jersey. This is really, really high-end food, too. Because, like I said, Colleen used to be the manager of Copper Hill Country Club. And she doesn't do anything halfway. It's going to be unbelievable. There's hors d'oeuvres, chicken franchise, penne pasta with vodka sauce. And we're just going to continue to tell you all about this in hopes that you'll want to join us or donate, or, you know, even offer a basket yourself. We'll even pick it up. So, okay, let's see. Georgianne Occupanti, you may know her. She works with Mariah Foundation, and she's worked with Mariah Media many times over the years. She's a trainer, and she works all over the colleges doing corporate training. And she's so generous. We love her so much. At this point, I think she's somewhere around 7 different baskets, maybe more. Her baskets are all kinds of things that have, like, there's a basket for her little kids, her little girls, little boys, books, you know, just like precious stuff that, you know, if you've got a birthday coming up or anyone in your family that, you know, a youngster, you're going to want to bid for those. And thank you so much, Georgia, and we love you so much. We know that Vicky Albanese is donating a Lulu LaRose basket, which, of course, everybody knows what that is. That's going to be incredible. Now, let's say they're going to, okay, I'm seeing another post here that we'd like to thank the friends at Unity Bank. Oh, Unity Bank. Okay, I'm going to say I love them so much. Colleen loves them. They're always here for everyone in Hunterdon County. I think that they had the word community. That's what made Unity. I'm not sure, but I know that they are all about community. And so Unity Bank donated a $100 gift card with a wine bottle and a thermal sleeve, and that's going to be one of the tricky tray items. That's a nice basket with a $100 gift card. So we love them. They're always involved and always in the know on everything. So let's see. We have gotten, okay, I'm not sure exactly what that is. Okay. Let's go down the line here. I just want everybody to know that yesterday we were sending out emails to businesses in the area, and literally, like, almost every single one of them got right back and said, yes, of course, they'll donate stuff. One of the people that I want to say, it's an amazing-looking basket, is Basil Bandwagon, okay? They're all beautiful, so I don't want you to think I'm pulling out anyone in particular over another. It's just that, you know, people can surprise you. You know, they can make such a beautiful basket, but the Basil Bandwagon, if you look up the picture on the Pay It Forward Facebook page, you can see how generous that one was. It's huge. And Jenna over there, we just got to know her. She's been there for a while, and she's a very, very supportive person. So, so nice to be able to work with them. And then I'm seeing that Georgianne Occupanti came in again and made another kid's basket with the king of I can't read that, but it looks like a lot of fun for somebody. All right, now where are we at? Dana Santella Goditis, which we love her, as always, always doing good for everyone out there. She donated a beautiful summer fun basket with plates, tray, glasses, all heavy plastic, treats, mixer, placemats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The contents of the baskets are at least $135, and it makes you want to sit outside and just, like, have a cocktail looking at it. And here we go again now. Let's see. High Grade Beverage Corp. and Central Wine Merchants donated this amazing Yeti Tundra 35 cooler. The value is $300. It's a great gift for anyone. Fishermen absolutely love the cooler, as do, I'm sure, football tailgate people. I'm one of those, so we love that. Now let's see. We've got a generous donation, and again, we're thanking people as they pay it forward. So as Colleen says here, so we've got so many baskets on the way again from so many people that we really want to explain to you again how you can go about joining us again next Thursday night, June 29th, from 6 to 10 on Manners Road in Ringo's. You just look up on the internet Mariah, M-A-R-R-I-A-H Foundation. Pay it forward and put in the word Samantha, because she's the benefactor. We are working really hard to help this family. It's the Ahimovic family here from Hunterdon County. They live in Lebanon. She is a first grade teacher at the Van Holten School, and her husband, Andrew, is a gym teacher. They have three small children, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. And everybody actually thought, including them, that she was feeling okay and better. And then there was a setback, and it had moved and spread into her bones and adrenal glands. So this is a really important event, and they need all the help they can get. So you can help by volunteering on the night of the event. If you just like to join and help, you can go out and get more Tricky Tray auction items. A $60 ticket, if you decide to join, will include dinner, 20 tickets for the Tricky Tray auction itself, and dancing. There's going to be a bar there, so it's a cash bar. And it's going to be a really great time, because the band is, the music is by Christine Martucci. And I want to say, I am hoping that I'm going to be able to get through all of the donations. But again, if anybody is not being mentioned, we'll continue to update you, because you could just go on the Facebook page and see them all. I know that I haven't gotten to my back porch is one of, like a part of the place where everything is being stored right now. And I know I haven't even gotten to at least 10 of the things. But we have to go to our break real quick. And I hope that you'll join us again. I know Colleen's been working really hard along with everybody else. If you want to donate, if you want to monetarily donate, if you want to buy a ticket, or if you want to come and join us for the Tricky Tray items, or volunteer your time. We need all the help we can get to help this family. All right, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I just want to make sure everybody out there heard that Jim Lynch is the owner of Regional Personnel. And I love him. He's so great. He's the only, they are the only staffing firm in Hunterdon County. And a lot of people don't even know they are here. They're right over in Lebanon, and they serve the entire, I want to say not only county, but central New Jersey and surrounding areas. And if you're someone who has a need for staffing, this is personal. Regional Personnel is personal. You talk to the owner, Jim. He gets to know your business. He handholds you, makes sure that he does the best at finding someone to come and, you know, put the shoes of what you're looking for. And his name is on it. So I can't tell you how great he is. I just want you to know if you are looking for some staffing issues, help, then reach out to Jim Lynch, Regional Personnel. And also, if you're looking for a job, let him know. So we're talking today about the Pay It Forward event to benefit Samantha Ahimovic, who is a Hunterdon County, actually Lebanon, New Jersey resident. She has been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. She's a mother and a teacher, and her husband is also a teacher, and they have 3 small children. And her prognosis is terrifying, frankly, and everyone wants to help as much as they can. I heard yesterday from the YMCA that they're actually going to be having an event as well in July. And it's very nice to know because apparently Samantha worked with the YMCA, so they're putting all their elbow grease into helping her out. And Colleen Kelly, who's celebrating a milestone of 5 years in remission from stage 4 cancer as well, who is the founder of the Mariah Foundation, she's putting this on, and she's got her heart and soul into it. She does it all. I got to tell you, she's just a wonderful person. She was a Hunterdon Central resident. Most people in Hunterdon County know the name Colleen Kelly because of the fact that she's touched so many people's lives and their hearts. And it's either because she's always up on everything and does really spend time wanting to know who she can help, or if it's because she worked at the Copper Hill Country Club and has been a resident since Hunterdon Central High School. And she's just got class. Sorry, got to say it. And she's got taste and she's got experience. And this event is going to be top drawer. It's going to be tented. It's $60 for a ticket. But with that, you're going to be able to get dinner, 20 tickets to the Tricky Tray, dancing with music by Christine Martucci, which is a local performer that everybody knows and loves. And then on top of that, there's a cash bar. And I'm reading off. I've been taking the last 47 minutes, actually, to tell you about some, not all, of the Tricky Tray items that are coming in as we speak. And we're asking you guys if you have some Tricky Tray items. Perhaps you just have baskets in your home. Actually, one of our contributors was telling me that her baskets were being made just because she gets so many gifts for her Christmas parties and she doesn't have any time to be able to use them all. So what she does every year and all year long is donate them to these Tricky Tray people that were actually, you could turn that into a really meaningful gift, especially if you're not using it. So you don't have to be an organization or like, you know, a brick and mortar store in order to donate. You can donate monetarily by just going and looking up Mariah with 2 R's Foundation and, you know, buy a ticket, buy a table, by the way, 8 to 10 people, bring your family and have some fun and do it for the right reasons. It's Pay It Forward. That's what it is. I'm going to go on now with a couple more of these gifts that are being given for the Tricky Tray auction. This one's amazing, okay? It's called the Total Look. And we are thanking the Total Look Salon because they're donating a full day of beauty, a manicure, a pedicure, a haircut, a blowout, and everything else. And that is a very special gift. And I mean, you know, Tricky Tray items, this is a way that you can actually make that $60 worth $1,000. I haven't even gotten to the $5,000 of the Panama trip that was donated by our friend Sharon Mann, who is one of the top 25, I want to say, recruiting attorney recruiters in the country. She's a Hunterdon County resident as well. She grew up here. She lives in New York now, but she has donated a trip for two. For I think it's 5 days. I'm trying to find it here on the site, but it's worth $5,000. So if you come out with your Tricky Tray items, you get 20 tickets for free just for buying the $60 ticket, and your chances are going to be extraordinary all over the place. I want to let everybody know that this we've been, you know, really I'm touched by the generosity of everyone in the county. You know, if one way or the other, Facebook is a way to connect people. And as people are connecting, more and more friends and family, even relatives that who would have known, are, you know, reaching out as far as they can to let the people that they know about the Tricky Tray items, and so that more and more can come in. I'm going to let you know about one woman. Her name is Michelle Cavanaugh. And in the past, she was with Unity Bank. So Colleen Kelly and I got to work with her quite a bit. And she's just a lovely woman, okay? Well, now she works over at Addicted Chic, which is like by the Joseph A. Banks place over in Flemington. And they've donated a beautiful gift basket. And it's another one of those. You have to go into the store, Addicted Chic, to really get an idea of how different and absolutely beautiful their clothing, their slippers, their jewelry is. And so they put together a beautiful basket. And actually, we're going to be supporting them more in store as we go down the line here. But if you are interested in Addicted Chic items, there's going to be a Tricky Tray basket there. Now we've got Retro Fitness in Flemington. Retro Fitness is over where, I want to say, across like by the Flemington Car and Country over there where Sears is. And Retro Fitness is donated 3 months free membership. And, of course, that's always something of value. And then Jake's Bar and Restaurant in Flemington has also offered a gift card. Everybody loves Jake's, and they're so generous as well. I'm going to let you know that we are really, really happy. One of our friends, her name's Kara, she's been out hitting the pavement, really. I mean, people are just sending the most beautiful gifts her way. I know that you hear me talking about this woman all the time because I call her Mrs. Hunterdon County. Her name is Ann Thornton. She's with MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And she is literally one of the most genuine, generous, and professional women I've ever met. And I'm not even going to just say Hunterdon County. We run into her all the time. She's an author. Two times over, getting ready to have her third book out. She's on television all the time because she talks about her business, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And she's a woman that is so inspiring that I really can't say enough about her. And of course, as she does so much for the county, she's been a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for like 30 years as well. Every road comes back. Ann Thornton is involved with that good vibe, whatever initiative it is. And she put together a beautiful basket. Again, it's got wine in it, candles, dish towels, and household items. And I highly recommend that you go online and follow her because she basically shares all kinds of tips on remodeling. It's fascinating to learn from someone who does this type of work all day long and wants to share with us out there, you know, things that you could do yourself that, you know, usually we throw our hands up in the air and have to, you know, run out and get help for. So thank you, Ann Thornton, for everything you do. I'm just going to let you know that I think that's about where we're at. And I know, here we go with the Panama thing. Okay. So let me just see. All I can tell you is it's 5 nights and it's for 2 people and it's absolutely going to be such a nice win for somebody who comes to the event at the Mariah Foundation next Thursday night, 6 to 10 p.m. on June 29th in Ringo's. And it's really just like 4 miles outside of the main street, Flemington. So it's not like it's that far. People think Ringo's is a little bit different than where we're located, but it's really just about four miles from the main town of Flemington. So I'm just going to tell you again, this is already the end of the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. The Mariah Foundation is doing a Pay It Forward event to benefit Samantha Ahimovic and her family. She is a first grade teacher again at Van Holten School. Her husband is a gym teacher. They have 3 small children. They live in Lebanon, New Jersey. And she's a Hunterdon Central Regional High School graduate as well. So we want to help her. She was diagnosed again with stage 4 kidney cancer that spread to her bones and adrenaline glands. And they need our help. So you can help by coming to the event. Again, it's $60. You can buy your ticket online. With a ticket of the cost of $60, you get the price of the ticket itself includes dinner. Again, high-end, tented, beautiful. It's going to be like a wedding, actually. 20 tickets to the Tricky Tray auction and dancing with music by Christine Martucci. And your $60, you know, really goes a long way, because with those 20 tickets, you're going to get the opportunity to, you know, bid on the tricky tray items, or put, you know, and you have a chance to win so many things, and there's so many more coming in, but there's never enough. So the more, the better. If you're listening out there and you have any way of helping, again, we need volunteers to help, just even just directing parking. If you want to help with making sure that, you know, everything is running smoothly, there's a place for you. If you want to join us, we want you to come buy a ticket and enjoy yourself. If you want to donate a tricky tray basket or any kind of gift or item from your, you know, establishment or personally, all you have to do is get in touch with us. And you can do that by, again, just going to Facebook and looking up Pay It Forward. You'll look up the Mariah with two R's, M-A-R-R-I-A-H Foundation. You can see we're posting as we get the tricky tray items from the community. Kind of making me teary-eyed. Such special people here in Hunterdon County. And, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun to see everybody that night and just to really feel the love. And this is all being organized by someone who's got the sweetest and most sincere heart. Her name is Colleen Kelly. She's my business partner, and she's celebrating a milestone of 5 years in remission from stage 4 cancer herself. So every day has been precious. And so we want you to join us, and it's going to be a good time. And I hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks for listening in today. And I am a little teary-eyed here, so I'm going to let you go. Have a great afternoon, talented people. And share the link to this if you happen to have it on Facebook. All right, take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You will hear that tax reform is dead. Then you will hear that it's back on track. Then you will hear that it's on life support. Sometimes you will hear this the same week. Sometimes you'll hear this in the same day. Heck, sometimes you'll hear this in the same hour.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking about slanted media coverage of Republicans' tax plans and attempts to overhaul the American tax system. Ryan said that Americans can count on the Republicans pushing through tax reform. An Islamic terrorist attack in Flint, Michigan. Security being stepped up at City Hall and other areas around Flint after a police officer stabbed at the Bishop Airport. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver says they're taking extra precautions to be safe. Federal agents are looking into the attack where the Canadian-born suspect shouted, "Allah Akbar," before he stabbed Officer Jeff Neville several times. The officer now in stable condition. The suspect is in custody and the airport remains closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm KFC's extra crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The FBI has held a press conference concerning the man who tried to assassinate Republican members of Congress on a baseball field. Chris Barnes has more.
The FBI says a thorough background check of James Hodgkinson reveals no history of mental health issues, but did reveal that the Illinois man had anger management problems. They also say that he had kept a storage locker at the YMCA in Alexandria, Virginia, near where he was living out of his van since March. They say he visited that locker on a near daily basis. In it, they found over 200 rounds of ammo like that was used during last week's ball field shootings. I'm Chris Barnes.
The governor of Louisiana urging people in the state to prepare for heavy rain and flooding as Tropical Storm Cindy expected to soon make landfall. During his press conference today, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the storm will affect all of Louisiana, not just the coastal parts of the state. He advised people to take the storm seriously and have a plan to avoid high water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The city of Ferguson, Missouri has settled a lawsuit with the parents of Michael Brown, who was shot as he attacked a police officer. Here's more on that report.
Details of the agreement reached between the parents of Michael Brown and the city of Ferguson were not made public. Brown was shot and killed by white police officer Darren Wilson in August of 2014. The shooting sparked outrage and sometimes violent protests across the country. No charges were brought against Wilson following a Justice Department investigation. Brown's family brought a civil lawsuit against the city, saying that Wilson used unnecessary and unreasonable force against their son.
The city government of Los Angeles is going to pay to help illegal immigrants try to stay in the country. Here's more from Jason Campidonia.
County officials voted Tuesday to authorize $3 million for legal assistance for immigrants getting kicked out of